That's alloys. Next we move to network solids, which are sometimes called network covalent solids. So at the start of the course I tried to get you guys introduced to a definition for molecule, which had a discrete chemical unit or some piece of wording to that effect. Now in a network solid, it's still a covalently bound material, but there is no molecule. So inside the structure of diamond, we cannot see anything that is a diamond. Okay, the whole thing is one structural unit. That gives it properties which are atypical of covalent materials, very high melting point, very high boiling point, and they're brittle materials. Diamonds are naturally hardest known substance, colourless, it's an insulator, it's got no free electrons, exceedingly high melting point and no boiling point. The bonding is perfect throughout, tetrahedral. In the case of graphite, it's still a, now when it's a different structural form of an element, what do we call that? Allotrope, that's good. It's an allotrope, yep. So it's a pure form of the element, but just a different structural form. So graphite then, allotrope of carbon, where now the bonding inside this one is hexagonal and forming layers, where we've got an interlayer space with weak bonding. So these little dotted lines here are the weak bonds holding this layer to that layer. That allows for the material to be a conductor, because these are actually aromatic interactions going on. So you remember that benzene then has got aromatic character, and we usually indicate that by putting a circle in the centre. But we're now stacking aromatic rings one above each other, and that actually is the weak interaction that we're talking about, that aromatic-aromatic stacking interaction. And that means the material is a conductor, and one layer can easily slide over the next, so it's slippery as well. So it's a classic thing used as a lubricant. The graphite price on the market is not that great. The price of diamond on the market is enormous. So we should obviously be able to turn graphite into diamond. There's a density change, 2.2 grams per centimetre cubed to 3.5. So we're going to need some pressure. So the pressure to do this is 150,000 atmospheres. The temperature, 2,800 degrees C. And all you get out at the end of that is industrial quality diamonds. Okay, they're not gem quality diamonds.